Let's take off. Bongani and Nala on Radio 2000.
Today is 9 years since 34 mine workers of Marikana who embarked on a 3-week strike were killed at the hands of the SAPS. That day, 34 mine workers died and 44 people altogether, including Lonmin security personnel, died. And they were just marching for a decent living wage and better working conditions. And it's been, 9 years since this happened? So we're going to find out on progress or lack thereof progress. I mean, as I'm speaking to you now, I'm watching SABC News. People are just still waiting for justice and accountability. On the line, we've got Dineo Phalane, who's a candidate attorney at the Socioeconomic Rights Institute of South Africa, which is called SERI. And it's the NPO that is, trying to find justice for all the people who lost their lives and the ones who are still suffering today. Good morning, Dineo. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Morning.
Dineo, so we're good. Thank you so much for joining us. So your organization has been at the center of making sure that there's some sort of justice and accountability, over the years, based on what happened in history. I guess, how is everything going? Have the families found justice? Where are the cases now as we speak?
Thank you so much, first of all, for the opportunity. And I'm really happy about this day that we are celebrating or commemorating the Marikana massacre. Just to answer your question, really there's not been much justice. When it comes to the progress, both on side of the government and on side of the police, because the police, there's not even one perpetrator or one police who has been imprisoned for what has happened. So we cannot speak about justice when there's no one who right now we can say that they're in jail and the justice has been served in the side of the law. And on the side of compensation, our clients have not received anything as much. They've just received a small portion, which is the portion that their husbands would have received at that time. But when it comes to the pain and suffering that they've undergone, they haven't received anything. It goes back to the length of the injured. The injured have also not. The injured have received something, but the ones that were unlawfully arrested have received something. But the injured people that were injured on the day have not received anything. Mm. So there is no justice. There is no progress. Yes, right now there are criminal proceedings that are currently happening in the Northwest High Court. There was a case right now. We're gonna go back again in November. And so far the proceedings are going on, but what we want to see is justice. We want to see change. Mm. But so far we have not seen that. The progress, there's no progress at all. We can't even speak about that because there's no progress both on the side of the police, the government, and the side I can't even include the side of the law. There's no progress that we can really discuss that much.
I mean, speaking about the side of the law, I think we were a little bit obsessed with the political implications of this tragedy. And we saw there was that commission of inquiry, and then we saw that former minister, Ria Pierre, apologizing, Cyril Ramaphosa, who was then, well, not president then, also apologizing. What came of that commission?
That commission came off. It's not even that I can hear you speaking about them apologizing. Mm. But the thing is that that's not enough. The thing is that one of the recommendations that were given that the NPA should take steps and people should be prosecuted. Ria Pihega can apologize, but we want Ria Pihega to confess and say that, okay, this is what happened. These are the decisions that we made. And this is in a way, we can say a cleansing ceremony. Mm. She needs to cleanse herself and not just say, I apologize for what I did. We want her to take out the plans, the perpetrators, the meetings that they had, that this is what we discussed, this is what we said, this is what we decided what we were going to make on that day. Because they even said that this is the D-Day. For them. So if it's the D-Day for them, we want to know how did it reach to that D-Day. Those are one of the recommendations that were recommended by the Falam Commission, and that the NPA should investigate. And the NPA can't even investigate further because state doesn't even give them enough resources for them to investigate. So the state needs to dedicate resources, because right now, what is the state doing? that dedicating resources to the proceedings of Ria Pihega, that dedicating resources to right now the criminal proceedings against Mbembe, General Mbembe, and the other police that were there, they're dedicating resources to that. They're paying the proceedings, the legal proceedings, to go to court, but they're failing to dedicate resources
Based on what you are saying, and I can hear your frustration, right? Obviously, there was the Marikana Commission, which you are talking to us about now, which you're saying is not. Then do these commissions actually work? Because as a normal person looking, it always seems like these commissions are just done as like a smokescreen, just to convince you that something's being done. And they know that eventually they'll find another loophole and it's going to end there for poor people. So do these commissions actually work?
Look, I can't really criticize and say that they do or they don't work. But so far, based on the 9 years that has elapsed, we've not seen so much. But I think that there is people are trying. I can put it like that. Because look at the NPA. The NPA did take some of the recommendations that were put by the Falun Commission, and they are acting upon that. They are trying by all means to prosecute everyone that was involved. For now, we are looking, and on the 13th of August. Now we are going to, after the 13th of August, we are going to move to the 16th of August. And we are hoping for good results. Yes, for Skalala. I don't know if you remember Skalala, yes, who died at the back of the police van.
Yes. Skalala,
we recently got a judgment. Yes, it was this, our claim did not, the proceedings did not go well. Yeah, I know that's another part that is not shaky. That is really shaky. But I think that for the NPA, the NPA is really, really trying as much as it can. Hence, I was even saying that the state needs to now direct the resources by making sure that the NPA has enough resources for them to continue with its prosecutions and also be able to do the proper investigation so that some of the Falun things, some of the Falun report can also be fulfilled. Because right now, there's a limit right now that is pushing them from going forward because they don't have enough resources, no support, nothing from the state.
So
they have to look at this case by themselves.
Yeah, we're absolutely out of time, but I just want to know from you, as the candidate attorney at the Socioeconomic Rights Institute of SA, to what point do you put the blame on, the miners themselves? Because the events leading up to the massacre, there were riots and there was a lot of violence and police officers were killed. So at what point do you say that they are not, they were justified in firing at that time?
Look, before I can answer that, when you say that firing at that time, you mean before the 16th or
no,
on the 16th?
On the 16th as a form of defense.
They didn't, to answer you, they didn't fire at anything. Because even if you can look at the documentary, they were just moving. They just told themselves that let us move from the coffin. So we can't even raise the issue of self-defense because really, I can't even deny that some of the miners, yes, they did have some weapons and all of that. But I really can't say that they were to be blamed that much because you need to look at the proportionality of that attack based on what the police acted on.
Yeah.
Because the miners were coming on a certain direction. Maybe, yes, there was some act of violence or some act of, we are defending ourselves. But look at the proportionality from what the police did on their side.
All right.
Probably maybe they should, yeah.
Thank you so much, Dineo. Really appreciate your time. Dineo Phalane, she's the candidate attorney at SERI.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. with Bongani and Nala. Let's take off.